Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with today's segment of In the Green Outdoors. It's been a while since I dedicated a program to a specific group of plants, but I think now's the time. Since the monarchs have returned, some of us are seeing them now, and the native milkweeds are beginning to bloom, I wanted to discuss what milkweeds are in Ohio and why they are so important to the monarch butterfly. You know, monarchs depend on milkweeds as a host plant. The butterfly lays its eggs on the milkweed plants, and then those plants provide nutrition for the caterpillar phase of the butterfly's life cycle. Plants in the milkweed family contain poisons known as cardiac glycosides, which make them unpalatable to most insects. And monarch caterpillars and a handful of other insects have developed the ability to assimilate those toxins. And as the caterpillars and subsequently the butterflies sequester these toxic compounds in their bodies, they become distasteful to many predators. Now, there are 13 native species of milkweeds in Ohio, and monarchs will use every one of them as a host plant. And it isn't just monarch butterflies that depend on those milkweeds. These plants spawn a blizzard of biodiversity, especially when one includes the legions of pollinators that visit the flowers. In addition to monarchs, there are other insects for which milkweeds are the only plants that meet their nutritional requirements. And most of the insects that specialize on milkweeds are boldly marked in colors of black and orange. And these insects' toxicity is derived from consuming that poisonous cardiac glycoside in the milkweed sap. And of course, it's that sap that gives a milkweed its name because the sap is white and milky. Now, if you plant milkweeds, chances are good that you're going to soon attract one or most likely more of the species which are dependent on milkweeds. Now, any monarch nursery garden in Ohio should be stocked with at least one of these milkweed species, and the more the better. Don't mow down the old plants once they've flowered, and the fruit pods of milkweeds are attractive and release their wind-borne seeds well after the plants have bloomed. And in case you didn't know it, American goldfinches will make use of the silky hairs attached to milkweed seeds for their nests. Long dead milkweed stalks that are still standing the next spring often have their fibers harvested by Baltimore Orioles and other birds, and that resulting material is used to build nests. So here in Ohio, we have 13 native species. All of these milkweeds live in a wide variety of habitats. Some of those habitats and milkweeds are incredibly common and easily seen in just about every county in the state, while others are much rarer and have a restricted geographical range and habitat requirements. The information that I'm presenting today is just a bit on each of six of those native milkweeds. And in 2 weeks, I'll conclude with the remaining seven species. Now, to begin with, there are two of these species of milkweeds that are potentially threatened in Ohio, Asclepias and Plexicaulis, which is known as blunt-leaved milkweed or clasping milkweed, and Asclepias variegata, which is known as white milkweed. Now, clasping milkweed grows from 1 to 3 feet tall and will bloom between May and July. And it has a bloom color that ranges anywhere from pink to green to purple. It does prefer to grow in sun to light shade, and it likes a habitat that's on the dry side. Clasping milkweed is mostly found in dry fields and open woods, most often in sandy soil. And it happens to be one of the most obvious and easily distinguished of the milkweeds. And this is the only species that exhibits entirely sessile, clasping ring leaves that hug the stem. So what it means by sessile is there's no stem on the leaf. and they hug the stem of the plant. No other Ohio milkweed has clasping leaves, which makes this one especially obvious and noticeable. Now, my next milkweed is Asclepias variegata, also known as white milkweed, and it'll catch anyone's eye when it's in bloom between May and July. The umbels, which is a flat-topped flower cluster, has about 30 white flowers that create a spherical white ball, a snowball effect, which contrasts with its green foliage. And it thrives in open woodlands and woodland edge habitats and always requires a little bit of shade. My third milkweed is Asclepias exaltata, also known as poke milkweed. Now, this is a tall growing milkweed, which when it's really happy can reach 6 feet in the right conditions. It has unusual bicolored flowers of green or pale purple with hoods that are white or light pink. And poke milkweed prefers partial sun and dappled sunlight and blooms from May through June and sometimes into July. Poke milkweed is the most shade tolerant of all the species of milkweed. And it always is found in a woodland setting, but anywhere from a dry upland forest to a more medium moisture deciduous forest. And it loves a variety of soil conditions. Poke milkweed is widely scattered throughout the state, but it is predominantly found in the eastern and southeastern counties. Now, my fourth milkweed is Asclepias hirtella, which is commonly called tall green milkweed. It grows to a height of 1.5 to 3 feet tall, and the flowers might be green or once in a while a pale purple. This milkweed will bloom from July into August and loves full sun. And it doesn't care if the soil is anywhere from moist to dry. My fifth species is similar to the previous and is also known as Asclepias viridiflora, which commonly called short green milkweed. And it's shorter, as the name implies, and prefers much the same conditions as tall green milkweed. My sixth and final species for today is Asclepias verticillata, also known as a whorled milkweed. This milkweed blooms later than most and is good at attracting butterflies. The preference for this one is full sun and dry conditions. And it loves poor, sterile soil because that reduces the competition for the plant. And this plant has a strong tendency to send out runners and form loose colonies. It's a much smaller plant than the other milkweeds and has whorls of grass-like leaves. And due to its narrow leaves and stem, this species often is kind of blended in with the grasses, and folks don't always notice it if it's not in bloom. But when it's in bloom, it's got a beautiful white flower. Now, although this species is seldom found in cultivated or grazed landscapes, it does colonize ditches and road banks. And it's probably the most broadly distributed of all milkweeds in the United States. World milkweed is also among the most poisonous because it contains a high concentration of cardiac glycosides. So I hope you found the information on Ohio native milkweeds interesting and useful. And please tune in 2 weeks for the rest of the story on milkweeds. And that will include the remaining 7 milkweed species found here in Ohio. If you'd like to consult with me about using native plants and native milkweeds in your landscape, or just to find out what's currently available, you may call me at 419-688-9800 or email me at gail@nativesandharmony.com. This is Gail Martin signing off and wishing you a wonderful summer filled with bird songs and butterflies.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.